The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, have you ever felt stuck or paralysed in your daily tasks, or that you're simply just going through the motions? You might be experiencing what's called a functional freeze. Claire O'Connor, the broadcaster and life coach, is with me. Claire, what is a functional freeze?
Hi, Kieran. Functional freezing, it's a buzzword. It's going viral on TikTok. Amy Poehler, the famous female actress, is all about it. But really what it means is a response to an intense nervous system attack, basically. So we've all heard of an anxiety attack, a panic attack, which is the overwhelm and the high of the fight or flight phase of your nervous system when you're on this constant high. And people would complain about that a lot if they're highly stressed or chronically stressed. The opposite, however, is a functional freeze. So we've got the fight or the flight or the freeze. And functional freezing is when basically you have maxed out. You cannot have that explosion or that extrinsic reaction, that agitation, that panic attack. And you actually go inward and you implode. So it causes paralysis. You have emptied your tank. You have nothing left to give. And I like to always think of the woman who's sitting in the car, or the man who's sitting in the car, and he's given 150% at work that day, and he's sitting in the car going, I have nothing left in my tank. It's like he's filled his body with all the gas needed to take on the people-facing objectives of the day. And then when it comes to, you know, getting home, or the woman getting home to get dinner made, to get kids to their scheduled activities, to get homework done, they have nothing left to give. And there's a pause moment there where people feel, I'm done, I'm out. And I always like to use the little analogy of that little girl coming out on the stage to sing a song with the microphone. And she's been so panicked beforehand, and she goes out and she freezes and she can't say anything. And everybody's watching and there's a microphone screech. And usually by the end of the film, she comes out and sings. But a functional freeze is basically that doesn't happen.
And how common is it?
Honestly, Peter Levine, a psychologist, coined the phrase. It's not actually a diagnosed phenomena, but it does have a lot of commonalities with burnout in general,
okay,
which is recognised by the WHO.
Well, then let's talk about maybe burnout. So what are the signs of burnout that people could be aware of or should be aware of, so they can nip this in the bud?
Yeah, a lot of people can relate to highly stressed, nothing left to give, that functional freeze. But this is on a consistent basis. It happens over a long period of time or a short period of time, depending on your output, how much time you actually spend at work, at other activities. And usually it happens when you spend zero time on yourself, where you don't have the capacity or the will or the awareness to actually make time in that everyday schedule or realistically weekly schedule for yourself. And, you know, burnout, functional freeze is just a snippet or a taste of what can get worse over time. You actually become accustomed to it. If it's a feeling you feel on a daily basis. You might have a lot of listeners who say, oh God, I feel that every day when I'm going home. Be aware, if you are feeling this when you've given your day or you've given X amount of energy to something, chances are you've given too much. If you continue to feel this over a continuous basis, it leads to burnout, and it can be in any area of your life. The WHO recognises it at work, but what about the mom at home who's taking care of her children 24/7, or an elderly person, or the person who doesn't have kids and who's just working 24/7? That's a huge culture in America, is the work burnout. But it happens for people in different cultures with different responsibilities. And over time, we actually acclimatise to being in that fight, flight or freeze mode, which is really, really dangerous. Humankind have not biologically, physiologically, or mentally evolved quickly enough to keep up the pace of life now. And burnout is a huge phenomenon. Since 2000, it has grown something like 25%, women more than men. And I've done it myself, Kieran, a few times over in different areas in my sporting life, personal life, and in my motherhood. So it is a real phenomenon, and it's kind of like a taboo subject. It was like mental health. It's okay to be okay a few years ago. It was like, oh God, are you allowed to say that you're suffering from this? Burnout is coming, and it is really coming fast. And what really triggered it was the pandemic. So functional freezing is a commonality we see when you're physically, emotionally and mentally exhausted. you have a huge stress, a lack of purpose, and it's now becoming normalised as a silent epidemic.
Well,
people suffer it. And in Ireland, we get on with it.
Well, as you say, lots of people talking about it on TikTok and elsewhere. So if you see it now, you know what they're talking about. Claire O'Connor, thank you so, so much for explaining it so clearly. Claire O'Connor is a broadcaster and life coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.